live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, the government can't rule out the possibility of some restrictions remaining in place past October the 22nd, according to the Taoiseach. The European Commission will reveal its proposals aimed at dealing with difficulties around the Northern Ireland Protocol within the next hour. GPs will struggle to offer same-day appointments or allow new patients to join their client list due to changes in the budget. And there's big disappointment in the hospitality sector locally that the 9% VAT rate will not be extended beyond next summer. Good evening. Oisin Kelly will be here too with all the latest in sport in just about 15 minutes' time. First in news though, the government can't rule out the possibility of some restrictions remaining in place past October the 22nd, according to the Taoiseach. Constraints on hospitality and live events are due to end while nightclubs are set to reopen for the first time since March of 2020. It comes amid rising hospital and ICU figures, with 70% of intensive care patients not fully vaccinated. Professor of Immunology at Trinity College, Kingsdon Mills, believes the COVID vaccine cert for indoor dining should remain past October the 22nd.
I think the major point is the benefit of the COVID certs and the fact that people who are vaccinated are less likely to get severe disease. I mean, there is evidence now that people who are vaccinated are getting milder disease, and that's still a worry. So it may point to the need for booster vaccinations later in the year for other populations.
The European Commission will reveal its proposals aimed at dealing with difficulties around the Northern Ireland Protocol in the next hour. It comes amid rising tension between the EU and the UK over its demands for the controversial measure to be replaced. Taoiseach Leo Varadkar says the British approach to the issue has been difficult.
I certainly feel that Ireland and the European Union really have made a huge effort to make the protocol work, to make concessions. And it does seem that every time we do, the British government banks those concessions and says it's not enough. And it's making them very hard to work with. You know, I would certainly say to people in Northern Ireland and politicians in Northern Ireland, you feel the British government let you down before, don't think they won't do it to you again.
GPs will struggle to offer same-day appointments or allow new patients to join their client list due to changes in the budget. That's according to the Irish Medical Organisation, which has concerns over the government's decision to provide free GP care for 6- and 7-year-olds. Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath also said he intends to extend the coverage to all children under the age of 12. Donegal Dr. Dennis McCauley, who's chairman of the IMO's GP committee, says GP cards should be means tested.
When you get a medical card, you will generally attend the GP 5 times more every year. Now, that's just a fact. So if you give medical cards to a grouping by age cohort, it will increase the demand. Now, what's at risk is the ability to see your GP on the same day. If there's more people looking for your GP, his ability to see you on the same day goes.
There's big disappointment in the hospitality sector locally that the 9% VAT rate will not be extended beyond next summer. As part of Budget 2022, Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue confirmed the reduced VAT rate of 9% for the sector will expire at the end of August as planned. The Irish Hotels Federation called on the government to reconsider its position. IHF Donegal Chair Paul Diver says the move will be unsustainable for many going forward.
First of all, we have to welcome the extension of the wage subsidy. You know, that's critical to us here, but I would have to say we're very, very disappointed with the increase in the VAT rate. Utility bills have gone through the roof over the last couple of months. Hotels and restaurants, you know, they're saying their ESB bill has doubled. You know, so it's just totally unsustainable for us now to take a hike in the VAT rate. You know, so we would have to say we're very, very disappointed with the increase in the VAT.
It was one thing, the main thing that you had campaigned for, yet and all, it didn't come to fruition in the budget. Why do you think that was when it was something that was so vital to the sector?
I really don't understand, and I don't understand who the government are listening to, because it's absolutely critical for our sector. And, you know, it's right across the whole board. It's not just a hotel, it's restaurants, it's everything in hospitality and in tourism. And it's going to have a very, very negative effect on us, you know, especially here in Donegal, where we're competing with Northern Ireland. It's going to be a very, very difficult one to get over.
And while it's not set to be increased until September, and that follows, hopefully, from a bumper summer, you are going into a number of months of uncertainty in terms of autumn-winter.
Totally. And, you know, sort of here in Donegal, a lot of people have come to Donegal for the first time, a lot of people from the Republic of Ireland. You know, one of the main reasons was value for money. And with this increase in the VAT now, that value for money is going to be jeopardised.
The Gartha Representative Association has welcomed the announcement of an extra 800 new Gartha recruits in the budget. More than 2 billion euro in expenditure has been allocated for the Gardaí, which will include an increase of 10.5 million euro for operational expenditure. The Vice President of the GRA, Brendan O'Connor, says the news is positive, but there are still issues to be addressed.
Well, it seems to be a commitment from the government that they will recruit 800 members next year. So that's to be welcome. But of course, it comes with a caution because, as we know, we saw in recent days that the number of Gardaí is actually falling. So any ongoing recruitment has to cover the number of members who will naturally retire or resign from the force in any given year.
Well, senior Gardaí say they need more help needed for those impacted by the stress of the job. The late Detective Superintendent Colm Fox is being remembered at the Association of Gardaí Superintendents annual conference in County Kildare today. He died by suicide during the high-profile Regency Hotel murder trial, which later collapsed. Superintendent Declan McCarthy says the job can be extremely stressful.
We're being asked constantly more and more to do more with less. The accountability, the increased accountability, the increased reporting structures, the increased governance, all loads onto superintendents and to every rank.
A Donegal man has been banned from keeping dogs for 5 years. Michael Boyce of 43 Rosemount Cottages in Kilmacrenan was also fined €250 after pleading guilty at Letterkenny District Court on Monday. Following a tip-off, the ISPCA visited the property in January 2020 where they found the dog, an 8-month-old female mixed breed, tied up to a boiler house at the rear of the property wearing a steel prodded collar. ISPCA Senior Inspector Kevin McGinley says the conditions were horrific, but he is confident that the dog will make a full recovery.
This particular call came to light back in January of 2020 when I was alerted by Gardaí who had welfare concerns in relation to a dog at that specific property. On arrival, we were met with a white female crossbred dog which was living in very inappropriate living conditions, tied on a very, very short restrictive lead, allowing literally 3 to 4 foot. On closer inspection of the dog, I found the dog had what can only be described as a prong collar attached to its neck. This prong collar, in my opinion, had been on the dog for a large amount of time. Prong collars themselves, whilst they're not illegal, the fact that this prong collar had been placed on the dog for a considerable period of time, in my opinion, caused direct unnecessary suffering.
And thankfully, the dog was removed from the property. What is the status of the dog now? How is she doing?
The dog is doing very, very well. It's with a new family and is in a fantastic environment. It has the company of another dog and I'm in fairly good contact with the new owners and I'm very, very happy and confident that the dog, whilst it did have a very disturbing start to its life, given the fact that it was only 7 to 8 months old, it now is in a very stable environment and I have no doubt the dog will make a full recovery.
Gardaí and Donegal are warning businesses to be vigilant following a number of reports of ransomware attacks in the county. They say the impact of such attacks can be crippling to a business of any size as it prevents the victim from having access to essential data such as customer information or being able to carry out the most basic tasks such as accessing their emails, With more, here's Michaela Clark.
Ransomware is a form of malware that encrypts a victim's file. The attacker demands payment in order to restore access to the data, and victims are shown instructions on how to pay a fee to get the decryption key. Gardaí and Donegal are advising people to have a safe and up-to-date backup separate from the network or computer system. Only use official sources to update antivirus software and computer system patches. Only open attachments or links from a trusted source. Don't mix data from work and personal online activity. Be careful when using remote access methods to your company network. And if you are the victim of a ransomware attack, please report it to your local Garda station. If you fall victim, do not engage with the attacker or pay a ransom. Seek necessary IT professional support to secure the network and data, and report the matter to the Office of the Data Protection Commissioner and Gardaí.
Infrastructure Minister Nicola Mallon is in Strabane for a series of meetings with residents affected by flooding today. This morning she announced £500,000 to progress a flood alleviation scheme in the Ballycolman estate, parts of which have been plagued with flooding related issues for a number of years. Engineers have carried out a detailed study of the causes of flooding and identified potential long-term and short-term solutions, with other areas now hopeful of similar initiatives. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan says this is the start of a process to address flooding across the whole of Strabane.
She has made a very solid commitment of £500,000 to addressing the flood issues in this area. This is an area that has been subject to considerable difficulty for quite a number of years, well over a decade in fact, where a number of residents have continuously been flooded in these areas. And as a result, their lives have been turned upside down, their homes have been wrecked, and they've had to move in and out of their houses continually, particularly in the last 2 years. We've seen considerable upheaval for quite a lot of local residents. It's not acceptable. Minister Mallon recognised that, has identified the core issues that exist, and has allocated the £500,000 required to resolve the issues.
Will she be taking the opportunity today to meet with people from other areas of the town which are also plagued with flooding? Given the stories we're hearing about what's been happening in the wider Strabane area over the past few years, it's going to take more than £500,000 to solve it.
Absolutely, there's a significant investment needed in this area. And Minister Mallon's in office just over a year now, and thankfully has moved very swiftly to address quite a number of the issues that we have faced, certainly locally. I know that even in the Glenelly Valley as well, Minister Poots has moved swiftly to alleviate the pressure on the farming community and those affected by the floods of 2018. And I know monies are in the process of being released to compensate those affected. So there is efforts being made to resolve these issues, but certainly today Minister Mallon will be meeting with residents. There's also serious issues in the Old Trust area of Strabane. There's issues also Pierce Gardens and the town centre. So we'll be raising all these issues with her. But today is a very welcome start. This will take huge pressure off to quite a number of residents that are flooded maybe two or three times in a year, which is entirely disgraceful and shouldn't be happening, particularly the elderly residents who have had so much upheaval in their lives.
Oisin Kelly will be here with all the latest in sport just after this.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, where the Christmas Club is now open. Shop online 24/7 at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time for all the latest in sport. We say good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Catherine. We start with Gaelic Games. The GPA say a vote in favour of Proposal B will generate an extra €10 million in revenue. The players' body have written to individual county board chairs, urging them to vote for the league as championship format. Proposal A would see altered provincial championships kept as part of the All-Ireland series. But the GPA believe a vote for Proposal B at next month's special Congress would be worth an extra €2.2 million to the provinces. Cork are set to promote Keith Ricken to the role of senior football manager. He's been in charge of the county's under-20s for the past 3 years, leading them to an All-Ireland and two Munster titles. Ricken will succeed Ronan McCarthy on a two-year term, subject to ratification. Here in Donegal, it is of course a busy weekend ahead with club championship fixtures. One change to the relegation senior quarter-final. Glenswilly against Ardra was due to be held on Friday night at 7 o'clock in McCool Park. That is now put back to 1 o'clock in Convoy, and it will take place on Sunday afternoon. Just to remind all our listeners that if you are attending any of the championship games this weekend, be it senior right through to junior, admission is by ticket only, and you can purchase your electronic tickets available now on the Donegal GAA website. That's donegalgaa.ie. If you are going to a game this weekend, you will need a ticket. You will not be able to buy or you will not be able to enter the venue by using cash at the turnstiles. On to international football at underage level. The Republic of Ireland under-17s came from 2-0 down to salvage a 2-2 draw with Poland in their final Euro qualifying group game today. The point for Colin O'Brien's side saw them finish top of Group 5. Ireland have already been assured of a place in the elite phase of qualifying before today. Republic of Ireland manager Stephen Kenny says winning the Nations League group is a realistic goal. The boys in green overcame Qatar by 4-0 in the international friendly last night at the Aviva Stadium. The Nations League campaign begins next June and Kenny says Ireland aim to prosper in the competition.
The Nations League in June, we've 4 matches and our ambition is to win the group, you know, in the Nations League, because that gives you a Euro playoff. Our ambition is to win the group in the nation. That we'd be taking the Nations League extremely seriously and prioritising it, and it'd be determination to win the group.
FIFA has condemned the violence which overshadowed England's 1-1 World Cup qualifying draw against Hungary. Away fans clashed with police during the first half at Wembley last night after a supporter was arrested on suspicion of making a racist comment towards a steward. Football's world governing body says it remains resolute in rejecting any form of violence as well as discrimination or abuse in the sport. One game tonight in the Ulster Senior League. Derry City Reserves are playing Finn Harps under-21s. Kick-off at McGinn Park there is at 7:30 this evening. In athletics, a criminal investigation has been launched into the death of Agnes Troup. The 25-year-old was found dead at her home and it's believed she was stabbed to death. Troup was twice a World Championship bronze medalist in the 10,000 metres. While in snooker, Ronnie O'Sullivan is safely through to the last 16 of the Northern Ireland Open. He beat Alfie Burndon by 4-1 at the Waterfront in Belfast this afternoon. There was also wins today for Mark Williams, John Higgins and Liam Highfield. That's your sport, Catherine. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning.
Thank you very much, Oisin. Returning to news now, the Letterkenny Milford Municipal District has been told that discussions are ongoing between Transport Infrastructure Ireland and the contractor with regards to the ongoing four-lane works in Letterkenny. The TII has acknowledged that there are concerns regarding the current temporary traffic management arrangement, particularly in respect to the temporary lining and also previous lining, which is still visible and causing confusion in certain circumstances. A risk assessment was sought at the end of September and some actions have been carried out. The TII say they will now insist on a safety assessment being carried out by the contractor. The issue was raised by Councillor John O'Donnell, who says this is a necessary step.
Something that has been brought to my attention for a number of months now since the barriers and all was set up. And I do believe that there's awful confusion there with the road markings and the lines. There's far too much going on for people to bring in, especially people that are coming in on a once-off basis, maybe travelling through the county and stuff like that. If you're travelling day-to-day, surely you'll come up to speed with it, but there's been manoeuvring between lanes and it's just another accident waiting to happen. So I think something needs to be done as a matter of urgency, and I welcome the fact now that the council is going to carry out another safety audit on it.
Now, the fact you've got the council involved, you've got Transport Infrastructure Ireland, TII involved, you've got the contractor, and they're all speaking to each other. Sometimes you get the feeling that almost at times the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
Yeah, absolutely, Donald, but I think this time that we're bringing the two hands together. I'm making sure now that I make sure that the left hand and the right hand sit down and we talk about it and we make sure and come up with a plan and resolve this issue before somebody else is seriously injured in this section of the road. And also it's been brought to my attention that one business block there, the Starlight service station where it used to be, it is now a number of new businesses, they've been left completely out too and left behind. No turn-in lane left for them, nothing accounted for. You have to go all the way out and come whole way in from the Dry Arch roundabout to access their property coming from Letterkenny, and I think it's a disgrace. I've been working with the engineer again for the last 6 to 8 weeks on that and nothing happening. I've been reassured now today that they're in late stages of negotiation and they're going to be an alternative put in place, but you know, we need to act on it quicker. Businesses have suffered enough, they've been closed enough through lockdown, so we need to get people back open again and support them as much as we can.
And there's a warning that illegal dumping hasn't gone away in Inishowen and the matter remains unresolved. It has led to calls for more facilities to be in place to encourage people to dispose of the rubbish properly. A seven-day recycling centre in Carindonagh is currently not available. Local councillor Albert Doherty believes that if a centre was more accessible, it would go a long way in addressing the illegal dumping issue in the area.
What I would like to see is proper follow-up, and if it has to be to the courts, etc., for those who are constantly involved. But I also think we have to be super, super available to make sure that we can provide all of the facilities that encourage people to stay away from dumping in the countryside.
You're also raising concern that some of the bins in the likes of Carindonagh and other parts of Inishowen are just simply not fit for purpose on the main streets.
I was glad to support the chair today in that the Tidy Town Committee locally and many of those citizens who take a very positive interest in keeping their towns and streets tidy, they do and they have identified that heavy box cardboard material that is forced into a bin may prevent others from using the bin, and also just that the bins themselves and the design of them is not susceptible to encouraging a better and improved litter collection. Likewise, in our own town, we have been seeking access to a seven-day recycling unit for our bottles and our tins and cans, and this isn't presently available as it's under lock and key under the tendered business, and we do need a new site, needed in Carindonagh, and we need it very, very quickly.
Weather now, mostly cloudy this evening with some limited clear spells, largely dry too, apart from a chance of a few patches of rain in northwestern coastal areas and over some hills. Minimum temperatures between 8 and 11 degrees. Headlines now, and the government can't rule out the possibility of some restrictions remaining in place past the 22nd of October, according to the Taoiseach. The European Commission will reveal its proposals aimed at dealing with difficulties around the Northern Ireland Protocol later, and GPs will struggle to offer same-day appointments or allow new patients to join their client list due to changes in the budget, according to Donegal Dr. Dennis McCauley. That is the news on Highland Radio for now. We're back with the headlines for you at 6 p.m. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 13th of October. The death has taken place of Paddy Havlin, Ballyratton, Redcastle. Paddy's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there at 10:15 on Friday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Drung, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Paddy's funeral mass can be viewed live on stclumbusdrung.net. The death has taken place of Thomas Feeney, Corkish Bain, Lara P.O., Castle Blaney, County Monaghan, late of Ardra. Funeral arrangements will be confirmed later. The house is strictly private, please. The death has occurred of Muriel Leeper, Capri, Ballybuffet. Funeral leaving her late residence tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 for service of Thanksgiving in Stranraer Parish Church at 2:00. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Funeral service of Thanksgiving will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page. Friends and neighbours are welcome to pay their respects at her home this evening from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. The death has taken place of Pat Diver, Church Street, Rimelton. His remains are reposing at his home. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St. Mary's Church, Rimelton, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. House strictly private to family only, please. Rosary tonight at 9:30. Funeral Mass and Rosary can be viewed on churchservices.tv/Rimelton. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Eddie McBride, Ryark Namora, Downings. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there tomorrow morning to the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, for 11 o'clock Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Wake and funeral are private to family and close friends, please. The Mass can be viewed live on the Meva Parish Facebook page. And the death has taken place in Leighton Buzzard, Bedfordshire, England, of Frank Patrick Lynch, son of John James and Mary Lynch, Strabam. Funeral will take place tomorrow in Sacred Heart Catholic Church, Leighton Buzzard, Bedfordshire, with burial afterward in Van Dyke Cemetery, Leighton Buzzard. Donations, if desired, to muchloved.com.